Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Amsterdam-based jazz musician and producer Stan Van Dyk. He reached out to the program about his new 2022 CD Caustics, released on the Heliopolis Recordings. It's a mix of jazz, electronic music, and hip-hop. He's got a great story. Enjoy.
Hey, man, nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for reaching out to the show. I appreciate it. So I've been really enjoying the sound of the album. I guess my first question to you is, Caustics is coming out April 15th. How does it feel to have this album coming out, like, especially now with everything we've been going through for the last couple of years?
Well, I've been working on it for a while, for quite a while. I started out in, like, the summer of 2020. So there's a lot of old music on there, a lot of stuff I was working on for a while. So it's really nice to finally get it out into the world so I can, you know, move on to new things creatively.
How does it feel to be able to have this come out during a time when, I'm assuming where you're at, COVID restrictions are going down, infection rates are going down, there's probably more of a chance for you to perform this material live?
Well, actually, when I was making this album, I was really starting to dig more into different kinds of live performances. So one thing I was hoping to do was maybe a live performance of the album, but it was really hard to get a good group together of musicians who are, you know, musically on the same page. So for now, it's just me playing DJ sets, playing live sets, you know, of music on the album, maybe changing it up a little. Yeah, I have been thinking about playing it with a group and finding right instrumentals, but that hasn't happened yet. I'm planning to do so in the future, yeah.
It's such an interesting mix of things that you got going on. I mean, you got jazz, you got electronica, you got hip-hop, and I've noticed a lot more of that sound has been coming out since the quarantine. Was any of this inspired by being around the music for a while, doing things differently, or has this always been a part of who you are?
The quarantine has really changed up what I was listening to, so I was starting to dig a lot of more old stuff, so like a lot of stuff from L.A. from about 2010, you know, a lot of Flying Lotus stuff, a lot of stuff like James Zoo. Basically everything under the label Brain Feeder, which is a very eclectic label, a lot of different artists underneath. Generally go a bit more in the jazz, electronic direction. So I definitely have a lot of inspiration coming from that side. But also a lot of old stuff from the 70s. Like I've been listening to a lot of Miles Davis performances live in the 70s with this more funky group. It's just also been a very big influence alongside all the other stuff I've been listening to, like Brazilian music, for example. You can't really hear the Brazilian music influences in my sound. But the way they perform live is very cool because they improvise a lot. I don't know if you know Hermeto Pascoal, the small guy with the long beard. Especially his live performances and how he comes up with new material has always been inspiring, yeah.
So how did you get into music? How did this whole journey into becoming a musician and producer work for you?
Well, it all started off in high school. I had a buddy of mine who had a cracked version of FL Studio, which is a digital audio workstation on his laptop, and he would show me how he would make these very primitive hip-hop beats from there. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I also want to start doing that. So then that night I came home and downloaded like a very bad free software from there. And, you know, you start experimenting a little. For a while, you buy the real software, and all of a sudden, a whole new world of music opens up because you know you're watching tutorials, seeing how to figure stuff out, and then you also, while doing so, you also discover new artists, which are a bit more on the experimental side. Because before I got into music, I was just mainly listening to Dutch hip hop or you know whatever was around me. Whenever you get more and more into the production itself, you know, you get introduced to new artists because, you know, they got this really cool chord progression going on, or the way they recorded this is really cool. You're like, oh, cool. Now listen to their music. And from there on, you know, you go on. And it's just a network of which grows of artists, you know, and they are inspired by them. And then you can listen to them. And from there on, you can get pretty far.
Talk to me a little bit about the Amsterdam scene, like how is it musically, you know, jazz-wise and for what you're doing, and how are things opening up and for shows and things as the year moves on?
Well, things are opening up a bit more. Just the Supersonic Jazz Festival was a couple of months ago, which is run by Casey, and known as a DJ, but he also programs for the Paradiso, which is a big music venue here in Amsterdam. And they get all of these jazz musicians from around the world over, especially the younger, more experimental kind. but things are kind of slow here. There have been a lot of institutions that used to promote this kind of music have been gone, like Red Light Radio, which used to be an online radio station, has been gone. There are some record stores which used to, you know, promote this artist are also kind of moving away. There's also a new emerging scene with with me, for example. And the label I'm releasing under was founded by a buddy of mine. And he has really been digging into new people from around here who are starting to develop these sounds. So it's emerging. It's coming.
What do you like the best about what you do as a musician and producer? What is it that motivates you every day to make music and do what you do?
It's a big question. I really like listening to a lot of other people's music, you know, and that's one of the main things for me. There's nothing which gives me as much inspiration or new ideas as listening to actually new music. So that's something I'm trying to do more and more routinely, because sometimes, you know, you get really stuck inside of an album. You can just be listening to that single album for like a week. But it gets boring after a while, so I really try forcing myself to listen to new kind of music, which also then informs my music, you know, because it's always hard to, you know, as a musician, it's hard to really realize how much you're influenced by what you listen to. So switching up what you listen to really, you know, really reflects back in your own music. So that's one of the main things. And playing piano. I picked up piano about 2.5 years ago, and that really, really helped me to, you know, get my ideas out. Because, you know, in the beginning it was just me and my laptop. But when you really get in the theory and you get in the knowledge, it really changes up the way you make music and how you look at making music.
So let's say you come to Kansas City and you're going to play a live show. I want you right now to explain what a live show experience would be like. Kind of sell yourself to the Kansas City market to convince somebody to come see you live. What would it be like? Why should they come see you?
Because you won't know what to expect. If I were to perform live in Kansas, I would have a group with me for at least 5 other people besides me. And I would have a set list going, but the set list would be very dynamic. So I would have certain structures we would just jam over for about 10 minutes. I would have a very long intro, a very long outro, which has a lot of space for improvisation. And mainly hearing new things which they haven't heard before, because I'm not really up with the scene in Kansas, but I don't know if there are a lot of people around there like me making these kinds of sounds. But that would be the main thing, yeah, hearing something unexpected.
Hey man, Stamp, thank you for taking some time out for Neon Jazz. Thank you for reaching out. I really do. As much as this is a jazz show and I love jazz, I really am into the whole like electronic mincing of worlds and pushing that envelope. So thank you for reaching out. Thanks for your time. Good luck with the album and as we move on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and producers in Amsterdam, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Stan for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can donate a few bucks to the Neon Jazz cause. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.